Well, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna and Jai Shri Ram.
Jai Krishna.
Now, Jai Shri Ram, if you say that in some parts of India, it is a political statement, isn't it? Who are you? Are you Hindutva? What are you trying to prove? What are you saying? What do you really mean when you say Jai Shri Ram? What are you trying to... Are you trying to oppress me by shouting Jai Shri Ram and letting off your crackers? What are you trying to do? What's the real intention that you have? My dear sir, all I'm doing is saying Jai Shri Ram. That's all it is. All glories to Lord Ram. You see, we live in a world in which we have a vision, a consciousness, based on what we want. We're looking for something. And based on what we want, based on what we're looking for, we will see that, you see. This is called conscious. This is how consciousness works. There were three men, three Englishmen, called Tom, Dick, and Harry. Not Hare Krishna, just Harry. And they all went into a forest. And Tom went into the forest at 1 o'clock. Dick went into the forest at 2 o'clock. And Harry went into the forest at 3 o'clock. So when Tom went into the forest, Tom is very, let's say, a very nice person. He's interested in helping other people. And he looked around the forest, and he saw that it was beautiful. He saw butterflies, and he saw the way the sunlight came through the trees, and he saw that there was a stream. He said, oh, this is very nice. I'm going to raise funds, and we're going to create a country walk here so that all the other nice people can come. And even the people who are not very nice, they can also come, because walking in the countryside is good for people. So that's what he saw. Dick came in, and he was very much in the mode of passion. And he stood exactly in the same spot, and he looked around, and what did he see? Well, he saw a log that had fallen over, a big log. And he said, I'll take that home, I'll zip that up, and that'll make 3 kitchen cabinets, and I'll also be able to use the logs for the fire. Because the government have just taken away the winter fuel allowance. So I'll put these in my auntie's fireplace. See? Didn't see any butterflies. Didn't see anything. And he went home. Harry, unfortunately Harry, his name could have been Tomas. Or Thomas. Because he was in the mode of ignorance. And he came. He didn't see the log. He didn't see the butterflies. He didn't see the stream. What did he see? He just saw a bush. And unfortunately, Thomas had too much to drink that afternoon. Yes, drinking during the day. This was Thomas's game on a Saturday. So he came, and he said, I just need somewhere to sleep. And he went under the bush, and he just fell asleep for the next 6 hours. 3 men, exactly the same place in the forest, 3 different levels of consciousness. You see what you want to see. You see what nature causes you to see. Now, in Krishna consciousness, we're trying to reshape our consciousness. According to your last birth, according to thousands of previous lives, you may see the world in a particular way, but you want something more. So if you've approached a sadhu, you've gone to Shastra, and you've received the information that actually you can be happier if you see the world in a different way. Well, what way should I see? You should see the world and try to extract Krishna. Well, how do I do that? Well, once upon a time there was a king, and the king wanted some ornament for his garden. He wanted a life-size elephant carved in stone. It's like these days, people. You go onto someone's lawn, and there's a Buddha. Everybody's got Buddha now on their lawn, isn't it? Got a garden center, Buddha. Everybody's got to have a Buddha. You've got to have a Buddha on your mantelpiece. A Buddha in your library, a Buddha on your piano, and a Buddha, you know, the whole world has gone Buddhist. But as one Buddhist said to me, they haven't a clue. He said, most people have got Buddha in the garden, they haven't a clue. Anyway, so he wanted an elephant on his lawn. So he called all the sculptors. Sculptors came, and after a month he came out to look at their work. And he looked at the long line of stone elephants, and he said, oh, this is very good. The sculptors have done their work very well. He said, I think it's very good that you've got a real elephant on the end for comparison. Your Majesty, that's not a real elephant, that's a stone elephant. No, no, no. I'm talking about the elephant on the end, the real elephant on the end. Your Majesty, that's made of stone. I can see with my own eyes. It's a stone. Let's go over and have a look. So he looked at all the elephants, came to the one on the end. It was made of stone. He said, who has carved this elephant so realistic that it looks like a real elephant? Tell me. And the sculptor came forward. He said, you boy. He said, how did you make this? You're the best sculptor in the kingdom. How did you make this elephant look so real? He said, well, your Majesty, I took a big block of stone and I just saw the elephant within the stone. And I chipped away everything that was not the elephant. Chipped away everything that was not the elephant, and I had the elephant at the end. So Prabhupada said, life is a big block. Life is a big block. Becoming Krishna conscious, you just chip, chip, chip everything away, which is not Krishna. And in this way, you'll arrive at Krishna. So sometimes we have to be reminded, the sadhus have to be reminded, this is Krishna conscious, this is not Krishna conscious. What am I meant to be seeing here? Just like this morning, I came in this morning, someone had put two big signs, strictly no photography on this side, strictly no photography on this side, and in the middle there were six people taking pictures. I thought, Are Bapri. Did they not see the signs, or did they just think, that doesn't mean me? What was it? I don't know. Strictly no photography, okay, that doesn't obviously doesn't mean me. Actually, when we come before the Lord, we shouldn't take pictures. Shouldn't take pictures. At least first. First thing we should do is get out down on our knees and pray. But yesterday I was so forgetful of you, my Lord. Today I'm having an opportunity to come. Today is Diwali. It's an opportunity for me to make progress in my spiritual life. Please help me. I'm so forgetful of you. And then you can take a picture. But not today, because there's two big signs that say don't take a picture. Probably it slows the queue down. So when we come to Ramayan, you will find many things in the Ramayan. Just about everything you want, you'll find in the Ramayan. Everything you want. But according to what you want to see, you will see. Many, many, many years ago, when I was a young lad, about 19 or 20, Srila Prabhupada here would ask us to go and sell his books. He would translate the books and we would sell them. And we would do anything for Prabhupada to sell his books. The more the merrier. So sometimes when we went to a town, the local police did not like us selling because they just saw us as people selling in the street. We saw that we were doing the greatest missionary work in the world for our guru. They just saw some men trying to make money. Give a book, take some money. So we would get arrested sometimes. One time I was arrested and put in a police jail overnight. That's right, you can all put your phones on mute if you wish. And unless you're expecting a phone call from God himself. They say, how do you see God very quickly? You know how to see God in an instant? You send him a text while you're driving. And you'll see God very quickly. So I was in the cell, and the police sergeant, he had some young cadets with him. And he brought them into the cell where I was. And he said, okay, so here we have highway obstruction. Not my name, not who I was, just what I'd done wrong. Another time, I was doing some Hare Krishna weddings here at the temple. One time we did lots of weddings and my back got very sore. So I went to the osteopath. The osteopath was caring for his students and he said, all right, so here we have a twisted pelvis. It needs to be corrected. For one person I was nothing but the crime, for another person I was nothing but the spine. You see? We see what we're interested in. Just like the beautiful girl. She walks down the road. The prince sees a beautiful girl and he thinks, aha, I could talk to her. She could join me. She could be my queen. And the beautiful girl walks past the yogi. And the yogi looks at the beautiful girl and he thinks, huh, another bag of bones. Another bag of flesh, oozing pus, bile, foul secretions. And she goes on her way. And she walks past a thief. The thief looks at the beautiful girl. He doesn't see anything. Doesn't see the beauty. He just sees that she has a gold bangle. And he thinks, aha, I could take that gold bangle. Let me make arrangements. You see? And she walks past the Hare Krishna devotee. And he says, take this book. So we see what we want to see. So when we come to the Ramayana, it is possible to see just a story. It's such a great story that, you know, Mr. Steven Spielberg and Mr. George Lucas, they took parts of the Ramayana story, put it in Star Wars, okay? The Ewoks in the jungle and all from the Ramayana. Or it is possible just to see it as a good story. It is possible to see it as a Dharma Shastra, because Lord Rama is Mariyad Purushottam. Mariyad Purushottam means that he is teaching by his example how to lead a good life of perfect Dharma. It is also possible, if you're interested in Krishna consciousness, to see it as a Rasa Shastra. What is a Rasa Shastra? Well, rasa means the relationship that you can have with someone. Rasa is there in everything. Rasa is there between a father and a son, between a husband and wife, between brother and brother, brother and sister, nephews and uncles and aunties. It's all rasa. There's some emotion. But only those emotions that are experienced when we're really relating to God can truly be called Paramarasa. So before a Vaishnava enters into the world of trying to analyze rasa, he knows that he should be interested in something else called Sharanagati. And Sharanagati means that we are surrendering. Six elements of Sharanagati. That from this day forward, I shall not do anything which displeases you, my Lord. From this day forward, I will only do those things which please you. From today, I will see you as my maintainer. I will worship no other god. I will follow your edict in Bhagavad Gita. Mam ekam sharanam. Mam ekam, just me. No other gods, no other processes. Just surrender to me, Krishna says. Sharanam. Mam ekam sharanam. I will do that from today. Not only that, I will see you as my protector. Not only that, I will give myself as an offering to you, Atma Nikshepa. If you open a bank account with the Bank of India, it's called Nikshepa Lepa. Anybody want a bank account with the Bank of India? I'm on commission. Nikshepa Lepa, deposit account. You make a deposit of yourself. Not at the Bank of India, but at the feet of God. Bank of India, you just give money. They look after your money for you. Maybe they'll invest it, but you don't know. And you don't care, because it's a bank. You don't go to the bank the day after you deposit your money and you say, you know that money I gave you yesterday, what did you do with it? Exactly how have you invested it? Okay, it goes into a big pool. So in the same way, when we do Atma Nikshepa, we're making a prayers and we're saying, my dear Lord, please accept this deposit of my very self, this Atma Nikshepa. And then even when the results of having surrendered begin to come, and one feels joy, one should never be proud of the joy that one experiences in spiritual life. Look at me, I'm happy. I'm happy because I'm Krishna conscious, woohoo. No, Dainya. One must always be free from pride. So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose picture is on the end there of the line of Acharyas, he says that Sharanagati is the gateway to bhakti. It is the threshold of bhakti, where you put your doormat. You have to walk over it in order to get into the house. You have to do Sharanagati. So if you look at Ramayana, you find that it's also a Sharanagati Shastra. Who surrenders to who in the Ramayana? Tell me. Give me some. Anybody remember? Who's surrendering to who? Lakshman surrenders to? That'll do. Yeah. Yeah. You can say it louder with strength. Ram. Lakshman surrenders to Ram. Ram surrenders to? Even Lord Ram, the Supreme Lord, who does he surrender to? Surrenders to Dasharath, yes. He says, whatever my father wants me to do, I will do. Vibhishan. Vibhishan surrenders to? Ram, that's right. Vibhishan even surrenders to Hanuman as well, isn't it? Because Hanuman is very, he's studying him very scrupulously. What does Sita surrender to? Yes, she surrenders to Ram. She doesn't surrender to Lakshman, that's for sure. Very angry with Lakshman. She surrenders to Ram. Okay. Who does Dasarath surrender to? Kaikeyi. Interesting, isn't it? So, all right through the Ramayana, we find that it's a Sharanagati Shastra. Even Kakasura. Kakasura is surrendering. Jatayu is surrendering. Okay. Sugriva is surrendering. So if we want to be inspired of surrender, we can read the Ramayana. But you'll also find the different relationships in there as well. So, we have very little time. You will expect me to finish before breakfast. These days of Diwali are very, very, just like the days become very short, and the morning program for giving class becomes very short as well. These days, the days become short and the queues become long. So 150 years ago, a gentleman in India, he put into English the Ramayana. So I thought that I would read it to you. Would you like that?
Yes.
It's in verse. Shuklam varadaram vishnam shashivaranam jaturbujam prasanavaranam dhyayat sarva vigno bhashantaye. Apadam apaharataram dataram sarvasambadam. Lokapiramam Shri Ramam Buyo Buyo Namamiyam. I bow again and again to Shri Ram, who removes all obstacles, who grants all wealth and pleases all. So we pick up the story in Varanasi. In one village close to Varanasi, there's a place where, maybe different villages also, there's a drama, a natak. And it is called Ram Bharat Milap. And there's only two actors, Ram and Bharat, played by two young boys. Okay. And one goes to one end of the street and the other goes to the other end of the street. And the whole play, there's no words, no music, but 100,000, 1 lakh of people turn up to see it. What are they watching for? Everybody wants to be at the moment when Ram embraces Bharat, Bharat embraces Ram. Because after 14 years, they're coming back together. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, we have been told by Srila Prabhupada to look at Diwali as an opportunity to remember the unification of the devotee with the Lord. So, of course, Diwali is many things. Diwali is also Lakshmi coming up from the ocean. It's also Dhanvantari being born. It's also Bali Maharaj. It is also many things. But today and tomorrow we remember Diwali as Lord Ram's homecoming, when they lit lamps. And tomorrow we remember what? Govardhan Puja. Because it is Diwali time when everybody has a big festival. So Mother Yashoda was also having a big festival. So what we're singing today, this also happens at Diwali. Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill also happened at Diwali. But Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to be Krishna conscious, look for Sharanagati, look for Rasa. We're looking for those elements which will help us in our spiritual life. Anyway, this is in Old English. So my apologies to those of you who don't speak Old English. But So Lord Ram has finished. This is at the end of the Yudhakanda. There are six books in the Ramayana, Yudhakanda. This is where the big battle takes place, and Lord Ram is getting ready to come home. Sita's already been tested. Then slept the tamer of his foes and spent the night in calm repose. Now, I'm going to be looking at your faces. If I see anybody falling asleep, I'll stop. I'm going to stop in 5 minutes anyway because it's breakfast. And hail the royal... Vibhishan came when morning broke and hailed the royal chief and spoke. Here wait thee precious oil and scents and rich attire and ornaments. The brimming urns are newly filled and women in their duty skilled. With lotus eyes thy call attend, assistance at thy bath to lend. So he's having a bath. He's saying you should have a bath. Lord Ram had been in the forest for 14 years, definitely should have a bath. His hair was very long. He was what they call these days Rasta. His hair was very long and matted. Let others, Ram cried, desire these precious scents, this rich attire. I heed not such delights as these, for faithful Bharat, ill at ease, watching for me is keeping now, far, far away, his rigorous vow. By Bharat's side I long to stand, I long to see my fatherland. Far as Ayodhya, long, alas, the dreary road and hard to pass. So for 14 years, Bharat had been worshipping the sandals of Lord Ram. Denying his mother's request that he should become the king, he'd stayed outside Ayodhya, simply living in a hut, simply worshipping the Lord's feet in the form of his sandals. So Vibhishan makes an arrangement. One day, Vibhishan cried, one day shall bear thee o'er that length of way. Is not the wondrous chariot mine, named Pushpaka, wrought by hands divine? The prize which Ravana seized of old, victorious over the god of gold. This chariot, kept with utmost care, will waft thee through the fields of the air, and thou shalt light unwearied down in fair Ayodhya's royal town. But yet if aught that I have done has pleased thee well, O Raghu's son, if thou still carest for thy friend, some little time in Lanka spend. There, after toil of battle, rest within my halls an honored guest. He didn't want him to leave, you see. He wanted Lord Ram to stay just a little while longer. Again, the son of Raghu spake, thy life was periled for my sake. Thy counsel gave me priceless aid. All honors have been richly paid. Scarce can my love refuse, O best of giant kind, thy last request. But still I yearn once more to see my home and all most dear to me. Nor can I brook 1 hour's delay. Forgive me, speed me on my way. He ceased. The magic car was brought of yore by Vishvakarma wrought. In sun-like sheen it flashed and blazed, and Raghu's sons in wonder gazed. So it's a beautiful aerial chariot. It's shining in the sun. And Lord Rama is about to ascend and return to Ayodhya to get ready for the big Diwali celebration, which will happen. Overwhelmed with rapture. So here we are. There's a story by Hanuman, and this Hanuman tells the whole story of the Ramayana, and Sita, as Rama's flying, Sita's pointing out down below all the different places. Look, there's the Ashok Grove. There's the Kishkinda. Look, there's Dandakaranya. Look, there's Panchavati. Look, all those different places where we struggled. We were there for 14 years, Rama, now we're going home. Isn't it wonderful? So she's pointing. So now we're getting, somehow, Bharat hears that the Lord is coming. Overwhelmed with rapture, Bharat heard. Are we okay? Okay so far? Okay. The tale that all his being stirred, and heralding the glad event, this order to Shatrughna went. Let every shrine with flowers be gay, Let incense burn and music play. Go forth to meet your king. Let tabors sound and minstrels sing. Let bards swell high the note of praise, skilled in the lore of ancient days. Call forth the royal matrons. Call each noble from the council hall. Send all we love and honor most. Send Brahmins and the warrior host. A glorious company to bring in triumph home, our Lord, the King. Jai Shri Ram.
Jai Shri Ram.
Just keeping you awake. Shatrughna, of course, is the brother. He's also at one with Bharat in his joy that Lord Ram is coming home. Great rapture filled Shatrughna's breast, obedient to his brother's hest. Send forth 10,000 men, he cried. Let brawny arms be stoutly plied, and smoothing all with skillful care, the road for Kosala's king prepare. Then o'er the earth let thousands throw fresh showers of water, cool as snow, and others strew with garlands gay, with loveliest blooms our monarch's way. On tower and temple porch and gate let banners wave in royal state, and be each roof and terrace lined with blossoms loose and chaplets twined. This is a chaplet, another word for chaplet, chaplet, garland. The nobles hasting forth fulfilled his order as Shatrughna willed. Sublime on elephants they rode, whose gilded girths with jewels glowed, attended close by thousands more, gay with the gear and flags they bore. 1,000 chiefs their steeds bestrode, their glittering cars 1,000 showed, and countless hosts in rich array pursued on foot their eager way. Not too much to bear. Veiled from the air with silken screens, in litters rode the widowed queens. What's a litter? What's a litter? Not trash or garbage. What's a litter? Huh? A palki, yes, palki. Litter is a palki. Yeah. Kaushalya's first acknowledged head and sovereign of the household led. Sumitra next, and after, dames of the lower rank and humbler names. Then compassed by a white-robed throng of Brahmins, heralded with song, with shouts of joy from countless throats, and shells and tampuras mingled notes. Shells means conch shells. And drums resounding long and loud, exulting, Bharat joined the crowd. Still on his head, well trained in lore of duty, Rama's shoes he bore. So they're all assembled, they're all ready. He's heard that Lord Rama's coming. But in his anxiety, he doesn't see Ram. He doesn't see Ram. They're waiting and waiting. You know what it's like sometimes. The guru is coming or the deity is coming, and just waiting, waiting. Is he actually going to come? Is he actually coming? Can't see him. The moon-white canopy was spread with flowery twine and garland dead, and jeweled chauris. What's a chauri? Chauri. Yak-tail whisk. Chamra. Yeah. Meet to hold over Rama's brow shone bright with gold. Though Nandigrama's town near they neared of Ram, yet no sign appeared. Then Bharat called the Vanara chief and questioned thus in doubt and grief. Hast thou uncertain like thou thy kind a sweet delusive guile designed? In other words, he's asking, look, basically you're a monkey man or a man monkey. Is this just a trick that you've arranged? You're not so trustworthy. How can I be sure? Where is royal Ram, the hero victor of the foe? I gaze, but see no Vanaras still, who wear each varied shape at will. In eager love thus Bharat cried, and thus the wind god's son replied, look, Bharat, on those laden trees that murmur with the song of bees. For Ram's sake, the saint has made untimely fruits, unwanted shade. So the trees had sprung into fruit by the arrangement of the sadhus, so that Ram was coming. Fruits and flowers were there. Such power in ages long ago could Indra's gracious boon bestow. Oh, hear the Vanara's voices, hear the shouting which proclaims them near. Even now, about to cross, they seem sweet Gomati's delightful streams, Gomati's river. I see the car designed by Brahma's own creative mind, the car which, radiant as the moon, moves at the will by Brahma's boon, the car which once was Ravana's pride, the victor's spoil when Ravan died. Look, there are Raghu's sons. Between the brothers stands the rescued queen. There is Vibhishan in full view, Sugriva and his retinue. He ceased. Then rapture loosed each tongue, from men and dames, from old and young. One long, one universal cry. 'Tis he, 'tis Ram, smote the sky. 'Tis Ram, everybody. 'Tis Ram!
'Tis Ram!
Okay. Thank you. All lighted down with eager speed, from elephant and car and steed, and every joyful eye intent on Rama's moon-bright face was bent. Entranced a moment, Bharat gazed, then reverential hands he raised. Everybody put your hands up. And on his brother humbly pressed the honors due to welcome guests. That'll keep you awake. Then Bharat climbed the car to greet his king and bowed at the feet, till Ram raised him face to face and held him in a close embrace. Thank you. Then Lakshman and the Maitil dame he greeted as he spoke his name. This is a very touching moment. Lakshman comes to Ram, and even though he's his brother, he says, "I am Bharat. I am Bharat. Remember me." And this is the soul, my dear Lord, it's me. Do you remember me? I am your servant. He greeted next, supreme in place, the sovereign of the Vanara race, and Jambavan and Bali's son, and lords and chiefs omitting none. Sugriva to his heart he pressed, and thus with grateful words addressed. Four brothers, Vanara king, were we, and now we boast a fifth in thee. By kindly acts, a friend we know, offense and wrong proclaim the foe. To King Vibhishan then he spake, "Well hast thou fought for Rama's sake." Nor was the brave Shatrughna slow his reverential love to show to both his brothers as was meet, and venerate his lady's feet. So then Ram comes to his mother, and he greets the mothers. Then Ram to his mother came, saw her pale cheek and wasted frame, with gentle words her heart consoled, and clasped her feet with loving hold. Then at Sumitra's feet he bent, and fair Kaikeyi's reverent, greeted each dame from chief to least, and bowed to him, and bowed him to the household priest. Up rose a shout from all the throng, "O welcome Ram, mourned so long." What's happening here? Please tell me what surprises you in this. What surprises you that Ram has just done? He's come and touched the feet of Kaikeyi. Why is that surprising? Yeah. She connived to get him banished to the forest for 14 years. 14 years. And now he comes and he touches her feet. Isn't that amazing? It's absolutely amazing. Because he's showing, "I do not hold it against you, mother, but it was the arrangement of destiny, the arrangement of destiny. You're helpless in the face of destiny, as am I. We're all humans. I don't hold it against you." As Rama's playing the part of a human. "Welcome, Kaushalya's joy and pride," 10,000 voices cried. Then Bharat placed, in duty taught, on Rama's feet the shoes he brought. The most amazing thing here, and there's a wonderful prayer of 100 verses, or maybe 1,000 verses, 100 verses at least, written by Vedanta Deshika, all about the sandals of Ram. He doesn't praise Ram, he just praises the sandals of Ram. He said, "All glories to you, O sandals of Ram." So by your support, even Ram is elevated another inch. You have been in touch with Ram's feet for so long. You've been worshipped by Bharat. That's just a beautiful prayer. So these sandals, you could go to a Ramayan Katha and someone would speak for an entire day just about this attribute of Ram, just the sandals. And why was it important? Because Bharat has been worshipping the sandals of Lord Ram for 14 years. He's had them on a throne. He's been doing puja every day, flowers and like that. He's worshipping his brother. He could have said, "Well, Ram is in the forest. At least Ayodhya has to be looked after by someone, so I might as well stand in his place. And then as soon as he comes back, I will remove myself and Ram will take the throne." But he doesn't. He says, no. Ram is the king. It's not that he's in the forest and therefore he's not the king. Rama is the king. He's my brother. I love him. He's the king. And I'm not going to be the king. I refuse to be the king. Let Ram be the king. So he's just worshipping him from afar. Coming to the end now. "My king," he cried, "receive again the pledge, the pledge preserved through years of pain." And all this time Bharat is also, his hair has grown and he's got matted locks and he's just been surviving on a diet of barley grains soaked in cow urine. That is called a very extreme diet. "The rule and lordship of the land entrusted to my weaker hand. No more I sigh over sorrows past. My birth and life are blessed at last. In the glad sight this day has shown, when Ram comes to rule his own." He ceased. The faithful love that moved the king prince's soul, each heart approved. Nor could the Vanara chiefs refrain from tender tears that fell like rain. So sing Ram Bharat Milap. Even the monkeys, everybody's crying to see this. "Then Ram, stirred with joy anew, his arms about his brother threw. And to the grove his course he bent, where Bharat's hermit days were spent. Alighting in that pure retreat, he pressed the earth with eager feet. Then at his hest, the car rose high, and sailing through the northern sky, sped homeward to the Lord of Gold, who owned the wondrous prize of old." So then Bharat is saying to Ram, "My dear Lord, before you go back to Ayodhya, before we can celebrate, and before therefore we celebrate this Diwali day, you must be king immediately." Then reverent hand to hand applied, this Bharat to his brother cried, "Thy realm, O king, is now restored, uninjured to the rightful lord. This feeble arm with toil and pain, the weighty charge could scarce sustain. And the great burden well nigh broke the neck untrained to bear the yoke." He's saying, "I'm never fit to be the king. It almost broke me. The royal swan outspeeds the crow. The horse is swift. The mule is slow. Nor can my feeble feet be led over the rough ways where thine should tread. Now, grant what all thy subjects ask. Begin, O king, thy royal task. Now let our longing eyes behold the glorious rite ordained of old. And on the new-found monarch's head let consecrating drops be shed." Even when Prince Charles became King Charles, they're following the same consecration. From ancient days, there's water consecrated oil is applied to the head. And all around, the Brahmins are singing. There's choirs of people. There's symbols of power. So these things have not changed forever. He ceased. So Rama's long hair, 14 years, gives you very long hair. It's up in a bun. So Ram, first thing he does is, let's get rid of this long and dirty hair. He ceased. Victorious Ram bent his head in token of assent. He sat and barbers trimmed with care his tangles of neglected hair. Then duly bathed, the hero shone with all his splendid raiment on. Raiment means clothes. And Sita, with the matron's aid, with the mothers, Kaikeyi and everybody, her limbs in shining robes arrayed. Sumantra then, the charioteer, drew, ordered by Shatrughna near, and stayed within the hermit grove, the chariot and the steeds he drove. Okay. This is the vision of Ramdarbha on the ranged. Above the peerless victor's head, the snow-white shade Shatrughna spread. So he's had his hair cut, so in order that the sun should not burn his head. And Lakshman's ever-ready hand, his forehead with a chari fanned. Vibhishan close to Lakshman's side, sharing his task, a chari plied. Sugriva on Satrunjaya came, an elephant of hugest frame. 9,000 others behind, the chieftains of the Vanara kind, all gay in forms of human mould, with rich attire and gems and gold. So they speedily come to the gate of Ayodhya, and of course the citizens explode with this wonderful greeting because Lord Rama's been away for so long, and now the very heart of the city, the very life of their life is coming back. And of course, getting towards the end of the day, they're lighting lamps, because once again they can be joyous. Once again we can have life in our city. Once again we can stop mourning. We can stop feeling sorry. We can stop missing him, because he's come. Thus born along in royal state, King Rama reached Ayodhya's gate, with merry noise of shells and drums, and joyful shouts, "He comes! He comes!" Okay. Thank you. A Brahmin host with solemn tread and cows the long procession led, and happy maidens in ordered bands through grain and gold with liberal hands. Just imagine throwing gold on the path. Beneath gorgeous flags that waved and rose on towers and roofs and porticos, mid merry crowds who sang and cheered, the palace of the king they neared. Last paragraph. The high soul, then Raghu's son, to Bharat, best of duty's slaves, these words addressed. Pass onward to the monarch's hall, the high soul Vanaras with thee call, and let the chieftains as is meet, the widows of our father greet, and to the Vanara king assign those chambers best of all which shine, with lazulite and pearl inlaid, and pleasant grounds with flowers and shade. He ceased, and Bharat bent his head. Sugriva by the hand he led, and passed within the palace where stood couches, which Shatrughna's care, with ropes and hangings richly dyed, and burning lamps had been supplied. Then Bharat spoke, "I pray thee, friend, thy speedy messengers to send, each sacred requisite to bring, that we may consecrate our king." Sugriva bore four urns of gold, the water for the rite to hold, and bade four swiftest Vanaras flee and fill them from each distant sea. Then east and west and south and north, the Vanara envoys hastened forth, each in swift flight an ocean sought, and back through the air his treasure brought. And full 500 floods beside, pure water for the king supplied. Then girt by many a Brahmin sage, Vashishta, chief for reverend age, high on a throne with jewels graced, King Ram and his Sita placed. Thereby Jabali, far revered, Vijay and Kashyapa's son appeared. By Gautam's side, Katvayan stood, and Vamadeva, wise and good, whose holy hands in order shed the pure sweet drops on Rama's head. Then priests and maids and warriors, all approaching at Vashishta's call, with sacred drops bedewed their king, the center of a joyous ring, the guardians of the worlds on high, and all the children of the sky, from herbs wherewith their hands were filled, bare juices on his brow distilled. His brow was bound with glistening gold, which Manu's self had worn of old, bright with the flash of many a gem, is describing the coronation, his sire's ancestral diadem. Shatrughna lent his willing aid, and over him held the regal shade. The monarchs whom his arm had saved, the chauris round his forehead waved, a golden chain that flashed and glowed, with gems the god of wind bestowed. Mahendra gave a glorious string of fairest pearls to deck the king. The skies with acclamation rang. The gay nymphs danced, the minstrels sang. On that blessed day, the joyful plain was clothed anew with golden grain. The trees the magic influence knew, and bent with fruits of loveliest hue, and Rama's consecration lent new sweetness to each floweret's scent. Finally, we see the result of Lord Ram re-establishing Ramraj, and it is very important, a very wonderful day has come this year, when Ayodhya was re-established and Ram was reinstalled. Very important day, not just politically, but religiously and spiritually, because this heralds a new age, part of the golden age of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is that in these ages you will see things that were reversals back to the old order. So this is Ramraj. 10,000 years Ayodhya blessed, with Rama's rule, had peace and rest. No widow mourned her murdered mate. No house was ever desolate. The happy land no famine knew. The flocks and herds increased and grew. The earth her kindly fruits supplied. No harvest failed. No children died. Unknown were want, disease, and crime. So calm, so happy was the time. Ramraj ki jai. Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki jai. Sri Ramayana ki jai. Sri Ayodhya Dham ki jai. Sri Diwali Mahotsav ki jai. All of you ki? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Well, any points? Govinda, any additions, subtractions? Yeah. If I tell you, you'll penalize me. He was one of many people who'd come. My Lord, you have come for me. It is my time. There were many British people who went to India to try to preach about their own way of life, their politics, religion, to try to change the Hindus to their way of life. Some were successful and some were abject failures, because when they came, they actually looked at the books and they saw such wonderful things in the Bhagavad Gita and the Puranas and the Ramayana, and they became so influenced that they internally they became Hindus. Externally, in order to keep their job, they were still Christians, but they became very much affected. Just like I was raised a Christian, and I came here, and then I was completely changed. But we don't change our religion, we just understand the true depths of real religion. I went to a big conference recently, conference of psychiatrists, 100 psychiatrists in one room. You could feel the tension. And we broke into groups for discussion. And most of them were Christian or spiritual. You know, a lot of people are spiritual, but not religious. And a Christian gentleman, he said to me, "So when did you stop being a Christian?" I said, "Oh, I've never stopped." He said, "Oh, I'm happy to hear that." I said, "Yes." I said, "No one has ever asked me to stop being what I was before. They've only asked me to increase. It's like my mother gave me a pearl of religion, and my guru gave me a beautiful treasure chest." I said, "I don't throw the pearl away. I never throw away anything valuable." Anyway, this gentleman, his name was Reverend Griffiths. He went to India, and he just became conquered by the Ramayana. So I thought it was interesting that we should come today, that he's an Englishman, reading an Englishman's verses on the Ramayana. But there are two Ramayans, of course. There's some popular editions of the Ramayana. The Prabhupada says that the Valmiki Ramayana is the original Ramayana. Unfortunately, some of the popular stories that we find that even have worked into our Bhaktivedanta players' versions of the Ramayana, they're from the Ramcharitmanas. But anyway, the Valmiki Ramayana is wonderful. You can find everything there. So yes, there was one person, one colonel in the British Army. And he'd been sent to do what he could because, just like yesterday, a couple of days ago, there was a big flood in Spain. Big flood in Spain, many people washed away. So in India, there's also reservoirs, and when it floods, people can die. So there's a British collector. He was a part of the civil service. And he was a Christian. And there was a tank, a big reservoir that was overflowing with the water. And there was a pressure from inside when you have a lot of water, and if you know, the wall was giving way. And he swore to God that when he went to have a look at the reservoir, he saw the figure of Ram repairing the reservoir. This is a man who did not believe in Ram, but he saw someone repairing the reservoir, protecting all the inhabitants below, all the devotees of Ram who were below. Another story of a British man in India who saw Lord Shiva. Another one he saw a great sadhu. So there are these things. And it's to install faith, you see. If you can give British people Ram consciousness, make the country a very nice place, don't you think? So we have Diwali, and it's our opportunity now to tell somebody about Ram. Who will you tell about Ram today? I'm waiting.
To myself.
To yourself. That's nice. We would like you to tell one other, and you want to tell yourself as well. That's very good. Tell your grandchildren, yes, that's very important. Yeah. Otherwise, you see, it's very easy to lose Ram. Very easy to lose Ram. Unless you tell your grandchildren. But the main thing is that they should tell their grandchildren. See? So instead of running around for Halloween, you can tell your children about Sita Ram. Now they can run around dressed as Ram, why not? They can run around dressed as different things. When I first saw the Ramayana play, I thought this is absolutely wonderful. The story is wonderful. Should be made into a movie. And of course, little did I know, there's so many movies of the Ramayana. People love it. When Ramanand Sagar's Ramayana was playing in India, Even the trains would not run on time. People wanted to see what is happening now. All right, so have a happy, happy, happy Diwali. Do your crackers. Make as much noise as you like. We don't mind. Visit your family members. Exchange sweets. Wish them Happy New Year. But main thing is to share this consciousness of Ram Raj. Let it not just be a political statement. Let it not just be a partisan statement. Don't be frightened of saying Jai Shri Ram. Don't think that it is just, well, I don't want to cause a problem. I won't say it at the office because that will cause a problem. I won't say it in the street because that will cause a problem. Never a problem. Faith should never be a problem. Should always be proud. That's why A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he taught English boys and girls and American boys and girls to go out onto the street, Ram, 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 at the top of their voices. Hari Ram, 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 Hari Hari. And we still do it. So if you can come on Saturday night, this is Deepak here. Give us a wave, Deepak. Deepak is a Hanumanji of the Saturday night in London. Everybody's singing. Everybody has a wonderful time. So do please come. Sing the name of Ram. Tell your children and your grandchildren stories of Ram. But tell an English person about Ram today, okay? They say, what is Diwali? Diwali is even coming into the supermarkets. Okay? Just this week, devotees have been to number 10 Downing Street to celebrate Diwali, to the Foreign Office to celebrate Diwali. Even the Prime Minister of the country is celebrating Diwali. You see? The Foreign Secretary is celebrating Diwali. The House of Lords is celebrating Diwali. You see? Everybody wants to know, what is Diwali? They go into the Tesco supermarket. Happy Diwali, everyone. Buy your chevde here. Okay? So everybody wants to know. And if everybody wants to know, and you can tell them. You can tell them. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Diwali ki jai. Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki jai.